Modesty. A chaste woman is a modest woman. God speaks of a woman maintaining her chastity and purity by the clothes she wears. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array, but, which becometh women professing godliness, with good works. 1 Timothy 2, 9-10. God says that a woman's apparel should profess godliness. Her clothes, hair, and adornments, not just her mouth, make a loud profession to all who see her that she is modest and godly, or that she is immodest and ungodly. Our Heavenly Father has dress standards. Would you employ the standard argument and dismiss God as legalistic when He tells us that there is a proper way to dress and there is an improper way? Clothes speak to all who see us. Clothes make a constant profession. That is, they declare out loud, drowning out our words, our true heart condition and our attitude toward ourselves and toward those who see us. When I want to tease or entice my husband, a slight change in my clothes, hair, or demeanor is all that it takes to arouse him. Men are very much different from women. Jesus warned men, not women, when he said, "Whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Matthew 5:28. Then God tells a man what to do about it if he cannot keep from looking and lusting. "And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out, and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell." Matthew 5:29. This is very serious business. It is impossible for a woman to understand a man's visual drive. She can only believe what an honest and candid man tells her, but few men are willing to admit to their weakness. A woman's body moving within visual range of a man, unless it is modestly covered in a way that says to the man that you have no interest in him taking pleasure in your appearance, can be as stimulating to him as disrobing completely. He may be a better man than the woman who is dressing immodestly, and may have the fortitude to deny his eyes the stimulation you offer. But it makes you a source of temptation to sin, rather than someone to whom he can relate. If you find pleasure in being a source of temptation to men, you are definitely an ungodly woman, and are in desperate need of repentance. Jesus said that a lusting man commits adultery with a woman, not against her, meaning that the woman is included in the lusting adultery. Women have told me that they are not convicted about the way they dress, as if God has to chase them down and torment them about it before they will obey His word. Many are offended when their style of dressing is called into question. They say they are not going to be legalistic about it, even when God has clearly stated His will. The Holy Spirit convicts according to the will of God. If you are not convicted by the Holy Spirit for your immodest dress, then you are not being led by God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. If you are God's child in more than just name, you will be led by the Spirit of God. If God is not leading you consistent with His word, then you must face the fearful truth that you do not have that Spirit indwelling you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. Romans 8:9. God gave us ladies bodies that men desire as much as they desire life itself. It is a precious gift that keeps us pretty and desirable to that husband, that man of our youth who loves us, long after our youth is gone and our skin looks like alligator boots. We have a power that could cause many men to sell their souls and blindly run down the path to hell. Or we can use that power to soothe, heal, minister, and act out the intimacy that exists between Christ and His bride. As my husband said in his book, Holy Sex, the devil didn't invent erotic pleasure. God did. But God also placed boundaries upon the exercise of sexuality. All of life is living within boundaries. The world sometimes provides boundaries that prevent us from acting the fool or from suffering in our pursuit of pleasure. But it never provides boundaries that are as strict or as reasonable as God's. This aged woman is telling you ladies that it is the will of God for you to always be modest in public. It is your profession of godliness.